I'm speaking with Heather Prior. She's the coordinator for the Tasmanian Garden Group, and she's a member of four garden clubs. Heather, you're very involved, very much involved in the gardening world.
Yes, I am, and I love it. I love being involved with people and gardening. It's terrific fun.
What do people do in their gardens for the month of February?
So, your veggie patch and fruiting plants need moisture attention now. It is essential that you water well when you can, especially for berry-producing plants, to help them form next year's fruiting wood and buds. Lettuce will bolt to seed unless you water it daily, and sometimes even more often if it's very hot. You cannot water them too much. They must not dry out or their leaves will become bitter to taste. If you wish to plant seed now, put them in the refrigerator for a couple of days beforehand to break their dormancy cycle. Sow them directly into the bed that you want to grow them in rather than starting them off in pots. And the smaller mignonette or mixed salad varieties with their open plant form cope better with the heat than the larger iceberg varieties. And when you're watering your veggies, don't forget to use liquid fertilizer to increase yield and resistance to heat variations. My husband Bernard and I use Nutrog Sea Sol and Power Feed all the time, and it can be mixed in with any liquid fertilizers and works to strengthen the cell structure of leaves, to help them manage with the weather extremes and changes, and also to encourage stronger root growth. If you want to keep growing your strawberries, now would be a good time to separate the 2-year-old runners and get them established before the cool weather begins. They like to be mulched with straw or sugar cane, and that keeps them happy. If you put something like pine bark on them, remember that pine bark rips all the nitrogen out of your garden, so better off just to use sugar cane mulch or straw. If you're wanting to feed your citrus, do so, but just do it slowly and quietly. Don't give them a mad rush of water because all that will happen is they'll develop roots close to the soil level. Try not to obviously overwater your roses because that can lead to some fungal diseases in the summer. Again, water them deeply during the dry seasons. They prefer a long, slow, deep drink than a short, quick hand water. It's also time to spray your crab apples and fruit trees with a fungus fighter fungicide, and you can spray them and then do them a week later. You can trim your geraniums, of course, and pelargoniums. They tend to love to bolt away in the summer. You can cut them back to 2/3 and other perennials that are looking a bit straggly. If you have problems with coddling moth in your garden, perhaps try tying a cloth around the trunk of the trees, and every couple of days, take the cloth off and remove the grubs. That's a nice low eco way to try and eliminate that problem. Remember, if you're growing dahlias, and we have some fabulous dahlia shows and events coming up shortly, don't forget to remove the dead flowers to encourage the new flowers to keep coming on. A lot of plants like mulch for moisture at this time of the year, and particularly those that have short roots, in that they're short and close to the surface. Things like ferns, ericas, azaleas, camellias, pyrus, kalmias, and rhododendrons. Just give them a nice, gentle water rather than a quick hand water. You can start looking in the bulb catalogues, which are starting to come out soon, to choose your spring flowering bulbs. But don't put them in the ground just yet because the soil is too hot. Leave them in the crisper in your refrigerator until sort of around about Easter. Repot your cyclamens into fresh potting mix, feed them with the soluble fertilizer mixed with seaweed, and you should have plenty to do from that list.
There is a lot there, and
Sorry.
I'll put this interview. No, it's good. I'll put this interview up on my website, briancore.com.au, so people can listen and maybe pick out, because they can stop and start when they're
Of
listening to
course.
it online, and they can pick out
Wonderful.
the things that are more relevant to them. So that's on briancore.com.au. Heather, tell me, what events are on in the month of February that the gardening people can go to?
Quite a few, of course. In the Regatta weekend is the famous Blooming Church event, which is held at St David's Cathedral here in town in Hobart. It starts at about 9 o'clock on the 11th and then runs in between church services on the Sunday and concludes on the Monday. It's a fabulous event. A whole lot of different community organisations around the general Hobart area, including a lot of different church groups, put a floral display in, and every year they have a different theme. It's a small entry fee to go in, and it is just fabulous. Often they're on the organ while you're there, or there's a choir singing. It's quite uplifting. So definitely recommend that during the Regatta weekend. The same weekend, the Launceston Horticultural Society are having their summer show, which features gladioli, dahlias, liliums, and fabulous hanging pots of begonias. It's being held at the Evandale Memorial Hall in High Street, Evandale. It opens on the Saturday, the 11th, from 2 until 5, and Sunday, the 12th, from 9 until 4. Now, the wonderful thing about that hall is there's an enormous parking area out the front, and members of the LHS, as we call it, have lots of plants for sale there as well. So if you're not interested in actually going to the show for the small $2 entry fee, you can just go and wander around the plant stall and enjoy that. So that's kind of a few things that are on. There are lots of others as well, but that will let people know that there are things happening and there's no reason to stay at home and water your garden all day. You can get out and enjoy other people's handiworks.
And it is nice to go to another garden. You get ideas. You see how other people do things. You will agree with some
Exactly.
things. You may not agree with others, but you always learn a little.
Exactly. And sometimes you think, oh, I could do that. And that's what gardening's all about, sharing and caring.
Heather, thank you very much. It's been good to talk.
Same here, Brian. And I hope everyone who's listening has become a bit more enthused about gardening here in Hobart. And I'll catch up with you again another time.
Thanks. Cheers.